Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. It's feast or famine until I get my Easter ham in. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. A little early for that. It's only Janny Danny. Thank you to Steve It to Beaver for that wonderful catchphrase submission, Steve It to Beaver. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. Back in the studio, we were in the backyard era last week, or we are back in studio. And stars are back. Stars are back on the show. What a week to listen to Comedy Bang Bang. If this is your first week, welcome back. And also goodbye forever to those of you who are turning it off in the middle of the show. Glad to have you. But we have an exceptional show this week. Coming up a little later, we have a broadcaster. We also have someone who works for Macy's. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, yeah. Macy's, of course, had the big Thanksgiving Day parade, and they had the Miracle on 34th Street in the last couple of months, but we'll see what's going on at Macy's this month. But before we get to them, I'm very excited. First-time guest on the show. Let's run through her credits. She did, I'm going to guess, 7 seasons of Girls? 8?
6.
The contractual Only 6. 6. Oh, the contractual 6. Yes. And then she was out.
And then we were all unanimously out.
She no, was in the movie. Speaking of out, she was in the movie Get Out.
Yes,
which
exactly.
is what she did with Girls.
That's so true.
And she also played that precocious little boy who flew around the stage, sprinkling fairy dust on children, an eternal being, hundreds and hundreds of years old. Peter Pan in the musical Peter Pan on the National Broadcasting Company, approximately, I want to say, 7 years ago,
probably.
Somewhere around there? Yeah. The date's not etched in your mind?
No, actually, I think it's been 8. I think it maybe has been 8.
8 years, really?
I don't know. I'm going to have to check this math.
Okay,
you're probably right.
We'll figure it
you're
out.
You're much better with
if
math
you knew the year, I could check the math for you.
It's true, which I don't know. I have okay. none of the data you need.
Okay, thank you. We'll figure this out later. We'll get a spreadsheet going.
Yeah, thank God.
Her new film is in theaters now. It's fantastic. I just saw it. Enthrygen is the name.
Yep, Enthrygen. Thank you for saying it right.
Everyone's been calling it Megan. It's
so
very
relieved.
Weird. Yeah, okay.
You're an Enthrygen truther.
Allison Williams is here. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
I am freaking out. I feel like I won a contest. I'm so happy to be here.
You did win a contest, by the way. I don't know if your people told you about that. You were not going to be on the show.
Oh my God. They did a whole thing with my ego where they told me I was allowed to come on my own volition.
We have a celebrity contest every year of which celebrity. Usually it's someone
really
like
lucky.
John Hamm, Tatiana Maslany.
Well, last time John Hamm was here, I'm just at home listening to this podcast and I was invoked. by Lily.
Really?
As part of, well,
what did she say?
Her character is a show that she was
character,
coming up
with.
Character,
I don't know
it
was what
a,
you mean.
I'm sorry, sorry. She was talking about a show she was pitching where it was just a scene, I think, that I was just in, like, folding clothes or something. I can't even remember the details of it, but I was just folding clothes, I think, at home.
It's weird to be listening to a podcast and then hear your own name.
I heard my own name. It was an absolute out-of-body experience.
And you did not appear until, or do you say your name once and you appear 3 months later?
Usually, I was busy. I just had too much else going on.
Okay, but, I understand.
Yeah, there was a slight lag.
How was that laundry, by the way?
Folded? Still in progress.
Really?
It was so
long,
stunning,
slow
I
roll.
Just abandoned it. I was like, I can't touch these clothes anymore.
Clothes just all over the floor of, I assume you live in a house, an apartment? I don't know. We'll get to that.
I live in a nest, Scott.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Interesting. Up in a tree.
Yeah.
Is that in the big Rockefeller Center Christmas tree?
Exactly. I couldn't believe the big move I just had from New Hampshire to New York City. But yeah, I'm a huge fan. I've been listening
Thank
for
you
so long.
That is so nice to hear. I had heard that a few years back somehow. I don't remember whether we were talking about you being on the show years back.
Yes,
or
I was trying to come. And then during I think it was a best of when you and Paul are like delirious, one of you was talking about how annoying it is when people reach out and their publicists are like, they're such big fans, they want to be on the show, and then they cancel. And I was just listening to that being like,
oh, no,
hey,
no, no,
never, ever do this, ever.
The only bad part about it is when the publicist reaches out and says they're a big fan and they're lying. That's and then they go, they don't have time to do the show. And then you find out later, like, they had never even brought it up to the person. And
no, I'm a huge fan.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's incredible to have you. Your resume or CV, as they say in Great Britain, jolly old England. You ever been there?
I have been there.
Really? What'd you do?
It's not jolly. I haven't found it to be overly jolly.
Did you check out the big palace there? That's where the King Charles lives.
Oh, yes. I haven't said King Charles.
You haven't said it?
In a non-dog context in a long time. A cavalier king. I wonder if he'll ever be cavalier about anything. And
yeah, I wonder.
Call him a cavalier King Charles.
The cavalier king.
Yeah,
That should be his nickname.
You heard it here first. Honestly, I think that's kind of good.
I mean, he doesn't have that much to do. There's like, you know, the Mad King George and King Richard the Hunchback. You know, like everyone has their particular. Yeah. But the Cavalier King, that just sounds so nice.
The Cavalier King is great. Plus, I don't know if he honestly expected this to happen. I kind of think his mom was just rocking on for so long.
I know. And he's an elder gentleman himself.
So he
could have passed on at any point. God forbid.
Honestly, the horrible truth. And you love this. You love death so much.
Of course.
Any of us could at any moment.
That is true. It's we're all in a race to death and we all want to come in last.
Yep. And many people have died in this studio. It feels kind of.
That's true. I believe Todd died here once and came back to life.
It's Todd.
Yeah.
The happiest story of all time.
My nephew. But now let's talk about why talk about the past? Why talk about Peter Pan, even though I'm fascinated with it?
You just smiled irrepressibly. Let's talk about it. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, Sarah Silverman had people over at her house to watch it. We were all very excited.
I did not know that.
We were all very excited.
You cannot imagine. I just started sweating. Like, I am back in time out of my body having a nervous breakdown.
The production of it was maybe didn't come out all that well, but your performance, flawless accent, wonderful singing, just an incredible performance. What was it like to do something like that on live television? It just seems like it must have been fun, right? I don't know.
It was fun. It was terrifying, like from the very beginning, because I flew in through the window, you know. So if that
now is that your choice or was that in the script?
Yeah, that's a canonical entrance for Peter. Unfortunately, that's true.
Because I was watching it, I was like,
scenes.
What the fuck is going on here? People can't fly. And
I made a radical choice for Peter Pan to make him fly. But I had nightmares leading up to the show of like coming in backwards or something. Like if you bounced off, I was against curtains holding on to them before I came in through the window. And if I like twisted weirdly, I would just slowly like rotate through the window.
It
would
be so funny to watch your very first entrance for you to just creak in. Slowly kind of dangling,
the spinning
around.
The grip that was responsible for it is off that day. It's just the weirdest thing was like opening and closing night being the same exact event. That's such a weird feeling. And
although that's I used to do plays back in the day.
Well aware.
And sometimes do hundreds and hundreds of performances of them. And you mentally are over it by probably the second one.
Okay.
You know, so okay. I think this is the best way to do it. One and done.
Yeah, I guess so. It just felt like all that preparation, you just had it. Like I had it memorized for like months afterwards and I didn't
really
need to. Yeah, because we had practiced.
What was your first line?
It was.
Were you crowing like?
Months. I said months afterwards. Luckily, I didn't crow as I entered because they're all sleeping.
Oh,
I'm looking for my shadow. I'm looking for my shadow as your first. No, that's the subtext. That's what I was playing. That was the action I was playing.
Sometimes actors get those confused and they say the subtext and the lines are inside.
Exactly. But no, it
was
like
scared, hungry.
Exactly. I want to go back and redo it now. scared, hungry. I don't know if Peter was hungry. I should go back and play the whole thing hungry.
It's weird that more characters in roles, roles in characters, are not hungry all the time.
Brad Pitt plays only hungry people.
That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting. Isn't that true? He's one of the only hungry actors.
When it begins and they're sated by the time the scene is over.
Yeah. I once had to eat something in a scene and I was like, they put down an apple pie in front of me. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll eat apple pie during the scene.
The full pie.
No, not the. Well, it was just a slice.
Okay.
And so I ate probably like 3 bites and then we had to do 58 takes or something with all the different angles. They came up to me afterwards and said, you ate 2.5 full pies by the end of it.
Anyone offer you a spit bucket?
No, they didn't. It was a low budget production.
Oh,
they couldn't
gosh.
Afford that. They had puke buckets, but
that's just a
if things got really bad. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
Did they call it a puke bucket and they
it was
showed
like
you the back?
Either end. Whatever comes out.
That's a lot of food.
So Peter Pan, I mean, I thought you were fantastic.
Thank
in
you
it.
So and much. I had the time of my life. It was terrifying. I mean, I've never been.
Would you do it again? Would you go on Broadway or do anything like that?
In a heartbeat. Yeah.
Have you done a Broadway show?
I have not done Broadway.
Off Broadway?
I have not done off Broadway.
Did you used to do theater as a child?
I did. I did like theater camp. Can't you tell? Can't you just feel that?
You have that energy.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the Anne Hathaway theater camp kind of.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. It's a badge we wear with honor.
Yeah.
I didn't go to any prestigious ones. I went to like local ones where the counselors were barely
local
qualified.
To you.
Local to me.
Not
yeah.
to me.
No.
Okay.
Well, no. Yeah.
Okay,
very,
good to know.
Very unlocal to you.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a big commute. But yeah, that was my experience.
Fantastic. Well, I would like to see another one of these, maybe Peter Pan 2.
I'd like to see you.
He's
in
all
it
grown
with
up.
Me.
Yeah.
Wait,
I would love
can't
to do
be
that.
Watching it with Sarah Silverman. In fact, I'm going to cast Sarah Silverman in the next one. So
yes.
She has to be part of it.
I'd like to be Tinkerbell. Sarah can be, you know, one of the
Smee.
Kids. Or Smee. Oh, she'd make a great Smee.
She'd make a great Smee.
She has the same first letter in her first name.
So true. It casts itself.
So people just go and she automatically like turns her head and goes, are you talking to me?
Exactly. It's perfect.
Well, let's talk about the movie M3. Because I saw this the other night, and it is a fantastic film. I really, really enjoyed it. First of all, for 2 months or so, the trailer has been out, and every time I see it in a theater, people are laughing and like applauding and so psyched to see it. And so I was so pumped for this. And the last time I saw the trailer in front of Glass Onion, I was with Kulop and she's just hiding her eyes the entire time going, no. And I'm laughing. I'm
no.
applauding. And she's like,
rejecting
you're
it.
You're never going to get me to see it. So I went with a couple of friends and it's fantastic. And hopefully you'll take this in the spirit in which it's intended.
I'll take it in whatever spirit.
It reminds me a little of RoboCop
cool.
Of like you go into RoboCop thinking it's just going to be an action film and then it's very satirical. It has a lot of humor. This is a very funny movie.
Yeah.
And afterwards I was like, you know, Kulop, it really wasn't that scary. It's a PG-13 actually, which I didn't even know. So I think it was more like an action movie in a way with a lot of humor.
Yeah, I can't handle scary movies. I really can't.
And yet you've been in two.
I know.
Are you America's new scream queen?
I haven't screamed in any of them.
You haven't?
No, I've yet to scream. I have a terrible scream.
Let's hear a little bit. Wait, was that it? Or is that clearing your throat to do it?
No, that was it.
Oh, no.
That was as best as I can do. No, I am so bad. I check to this day, like on a baseline, I'm checking under beds. I'm looking behind curtains. I am coming up very carefully from putting water on my face at the sink and turning around to see if anyone's behind me.
Yeah. Are you poking mirrors to make sure that it's not a portal into another dimension?
Now I'm going to start doing that.
Okay,
thank you so much. My bedtime routine just got a lot longer. So I don't have a stomach for them. I really don't think it is. I think it delivers for horror fans because it like, you know, fulfills the obligations.
It's a very scary premise.
Exactly.
And there are creepy things that happen.
Exactly.
In it.
But there's cheering and laughter and
it's
applause.
Very audaciously done. Like there are just things in it that you go, oh my God, what a great show. Because there's a very, I can only imagine there's a very just basic template version of this, like, you know, a Talking Tina kind of thing from The Twilight Zone, where it's just like by the numbers a little bit. And this just takes so many chances and does so many weird things in it.
Yeah, it breaks a few like everyone's rooting for her for most of the movie, for Megan. And sorry, I'm Thregan.
Right.
And she does a few things that are canonically unforgivable, but people are cheering for them in the theater. And that is sort of an unusual experience to have. It's really fun.
How'd you get involved in this movie? Because was it because of your experience in Get Out?
Yeah. Jason Blum, who is the Blum of Blumhouse.
Who's the house? Was that the house from TV?
He took it down. He took down the house. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
That doctor?
Yeah, exactly. It's Dr. House. It's a collab.
So it's a very strange collab where one guy makes horror movies and the other guy solves medical issues.
He's a recovering drug addict, I think. Doing an American accent. So he reached out and was like, I think
Hugh Laurie was his name. Isn't
Hugh
that
Laurie
weird to have like
his name?
He has a guy's name, he has a girl's name. It's like, what's going on?
Versatility is what's going on.
That's true.
Yeah.
He can do it all. Yeah.
Phone book or otherwise in terms of how his name appears. He reached out.
People look at him and they go, hey, Laurie, because they see it as Laurie, comma Hugh.
Mm.
And then they're surprised.
Mm.
Am I getting in the way of your story?
No, I'm going to abandon it.
I want to hear this. So Jason Blum reaches out to you.
Reached out. It's not a very interesting one. I immediately wanted to do it.
I'll be the judge
of that. Okay, great. Please tell me.
Okay.
Don't leave me hanging. Get Out was such a good experience, to put it very lightly. Sort of a perfect movie experience. So I was very inclined to do it already. And then I read the script and I thought it was super fun. And I met Gerard, who's the director, and I liked him and thought, let's do this. Did you think it was interesting?
I'm going to give it a 3.
As it should get.
I mean, as celebrity stories go, it's not the worst.
I didn't want to say I told you so, but this is a real win-win, because either I was going to tell an unintentionally interesting story or I was going to be right about telling a boring one. So I'm going to put this as a W.
Not the worst.
I'm keeping score over here.
Okay,
that's
good.
My first win.
Look at all those W's. Wow.
You haven't been rating me either, so I'm the only judge.
Well, it's really good. And I was looking at the cast list. And are there three people playing M3gan or?
The movie's out, so I can talk about it now. It's achieved in a bunch of different ways. There's a girl who performed her, who did the dance that has become
iconic.
It's amazing. I wish I could do even a moment of it, but I cannot.
I'm sort of swaying side to side, kind of doing it right now.
You just did the flip. Didn't expect you to be able to
do that.
That's
the one part I do really well.
Exactly.
The swaying is very hard for me.
The swaying is hard. The sashay.
Just pretend there's wind on me.
Exactly. He looks gorgeous. And so I think there's a few different ways. So there's Amy, who performed her beautifully, but then occasionally it was an animatronic doll. And so there would be two people with like what looked like video game controllers who were operating her.
Are you sure they weren't just playing video games and just pretending?
The timing of that would have been amazing. Would have been a great choice to go to a film set where you have to be quiet and play video games under very high stakes.
They're paying us to play video games.
And then there was a guy at like an audio switchboard playing her lines and trying to time it out. Then there was a puppeteer operating her body in a grip who was moving her like laterally and front to back. So that was sometimes the way she was achieved. And then other times she was just like a static doll that later they CGI'd to talk. So, and then sometimes it was just like an X on a Matbox that be talking to. Yeah.
Do you like doing that? Was this your first experience with that? Because I can't imagine there was that much of that in Girls.
There wasn't a lot
sometimes
of it in
Lena
Girls.
Dunham was just an ex.
No, she was always there. Sometimes she was directing me while we were doing the scene together. That was unusual in a different way. But no, I did that. I was on the last season of a series of unfortunate events, the Lemony Snicket series. And because of the way that
with our friend Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes. Oh, another fan of the show.
That's right.
What up? Because of the way it was shot and because of the kid hours, often it was like three X's on a matte box of a camera, which was a wild experience, but it prepared me for this one.
Yeah. I can only imagine it's hard because human heads are not shaped like X's.
No,
so it's
not.
Like in your mind, you have to translate it and you have to be like, X equals head.
Yeah. What's happened now is that when I walk through the world, I'm expecting to see X's in different colors and I see human heads and they're horrifying.
It's a hard adjustment.
They're amorphous. They're shaped weirdly. Everyone looks like Q-tips walking
This is a good a horror film. Call up Jason Blum. Do the reverse.
I'll call him. I will call him.
I have a great idea.
I'm calling you and I'm doing the reverse.
Could you?
I have a great idea.
Could you please just do this and tape it, and just as a practical joke.
I'm seeing it tonight.
I'm gonna film it. Just film it and be like, I got a great idea.
Imagine a world where you think humans are supposed. How do we set up the premise? This is hard. This is your bread and butter, not mine.
All right. Well, we'll work out a three act structure.
Let's do
for
it
this.
Right now.
Okay. Act one.
Yeah.
The inciting incident.
Of course. Save the cat pretty early.
Yes, you save a cat. Oh, literally.
The titular save the cat.
Wait, you save a cat that has an X for a head?
Or X's for eyes. Maybe it's X's dead for eyes. And I'm
it's dead.
It back. Exactly.
Yes, and you bring it back to life. Yeah. And so you always imagine that, I'm losing it.
It was so good.
It was so good for a second.
Why? How can we abandon it? Should we get more
people
involved?
Let's put this
involved?
Back in the drawer.
Okay, fine. We'll take it. We'll dust it off like the Woody Allen drawer of concepts. May he rest in reputational peace.
Are you glad you never did a Woody? Because like maybe about 7 years.
You want to rephrase the question?
Okay, never mind. Strike that.
The answer to that one is different.
You do have a child.
Yeah, probably.
Because like 7 years ago, it probably wouldn't have been okay. I don't know. Anyway, we have to bring it.
Let's stay here. This is fertile ground. Let's stay in this lovely area.
Let's till the soil.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, M3GAN is out right now. I suggest. Do you think movies should be mandatory to go see?
I don't. I'm not going to go on the record saying that. I think it can be. Well, in the last couple of years,
that's like something out of communist Russia.
Yeah, it's so true, and yet appealing. No, I think movies are fun. Movies like this are fun to see in an audience full of other people, full of strangers, breathing droplets on each other, just eating food.
You want to hear people laughing and applauding and screaming? And
it was so fun at the premiere. It was a blast.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah,
it's a very fun movie to see. Check it out. It's in theaters now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a broadcaster. That's exciting. Now, Allison, I need you here.
Okay. I'm gonna stay.
Okay, you are gonna stay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Good. I decided to stay.
Just right now?
Yeah, just
in
you
this
said
moment?
I need you. That's my trigger. And now I'm here.
I need you here because we have honestly the quality of guests goes downhill after the A block usually. So I need you here to add a little star wattage.
Okay, I'll
stars
stick
are back. Allison Williams is here. We're gonna be right back with the broadcaster and someone who works for Macy's. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Allison Williams is here, and Thregan is in theaters now. Could any of the other letters be changed to numbers?
I think an A can be a 4 sometimes.
Yeah, M3G4 and...
Yeah.
Foreign, go. Though.
Well, listen.
Foreign markets.
Office, we love it. We love
true.
To see it.
What about an M could be an upside down W?
Or it could be a 3 on its side.
That's true.
Yeah.
3, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm
you're
seeing it.
You're now doing, you're flashing gang signs. It's just gotten very dangerous in this studio. What are you trying to tell me?
It's in theaters now. Everyone should go see it. It's a fantastic time at the movies. The cinema, as I like to call it.
You're
a lot of love
man.
Letters to the cinema that came out last
year. So true. You're in a tuxedo. This is who you are.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of the tuxedo, starring Jackie Chan, here's someone who maybe has met Jackie Chan. We'll find out. When
no
we
pressure
talk to him.
To have met Jackie.
No pressure. You don't have to have, but we'd love to hear it if you have, because he's a celebrity himself. Stars are back. He is a basketball legend. He played for, I want to say, the Celtics. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Bill Walton in the house.
Bill Walton is in the house.
And
welcome.
I did not mean to introduce myself that way, but I called you Bill instead of Scott and then finished the sentence that I invented in that moment. Bill Walton in the house.
I love to hear the process.
Yes. Boy.
Peek behind the curtain.
A little peek behind the curtain. And so happy to be in the studio with
which,
you.
By the way, in The Wizard of Oz, the peek behind the curtain, famously, it was The Wizard of Oz himself.
Yes. Wow. What a fascinating reveal.
They didn't know what they were going to get. They're like, is this going to be an alien?
I never finished the movie.
Oh, no. Really?
You spoiled it.
How far
for
did
me.
You get?
Right before it. I just saw the curtain. I was like, I'm going to take about 15 years and I'm going to come back to this one.
Really? You only got to it 15 years or so.
And nobody spoiled it for you until this moment.
Not a one.
Wizard of Oz has never come up on set for you. Somebody saying, this is much like Wizard of Oz. It's referential when everybody walks into Technicolor here in Lemony Snicket's world.
Oh, well, thank you for being a fan. I assume that means you've seen all my work.
Every single thing you've been in, name it, I've seen it. I am a connoisseur of Allison Williams, one of the great Williams from Tell to...
From who?
Tell. Williams Tell.
Oh,
Williams Tell Overture.
Williams Tell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Right.
And let's discuss that instead of me trying to think of another William. I just got louder in my own ears. Scott Aukerman.
Yeah, you have to, you're fiddling with your, you got to turn it to the left if you want to turn yourself down, not to the
no,
right.
No, I wanted higher. I wanted higher, but I went too high, much like Jackie Chan in Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, okay. Now let's talk about it. Have you met Jackie Chan?
I have met Jackie Chan and I've had my ass kicked by Jackie Chan.
No, what happened?
own stunts. I tried to dunk on him, and he did his own stunts and jumped right across the room, and he blocked me, Scott Aukerman.
You can't dunk on Jackie Chan.
I know that now.
You climb right up the backboard.
After Rush Hour, I did not like the way he disrespected Chris Tucker, and I emailed him, and I said, I'm going to dunk on
you. You emailed him.
I emailed Jackie Chan.
What was his email? Yeah, you just guessed at it?
Did it have a period between the names?
Oh, yeah, I go through every option. So there's Jackie.Chan@gmail.com, JackieChan@me.com, Jackie@JackieChan.com, which was the one he uses his own contact on his website.
You know what? I bet you're right.
Indeed, he does his own stunts. He answers his own emails.
Well, he does it all.
He rolled his ankle answering my email. They had done the production.
They're making Rush Hour 4, I hear, so there's another chance for you to get upset at him disrespecting Chris Tucker.
He must stop disrespecting Chris Tucker. I won't see it, Scott Aukerman.
He won't understand those words that are coming out of Chris Tucker's mouth.
And I've had enough
of
it. I've had enough of it. I've emailed Brett Ratner. I'm done. I'm done with the Rush Hour movies. He's very respectful to Owen Wilson in the Shanghai movies.
He is, yeah. You prefer those.
I do. Noon, nights. What about afternoons?
What about delights?
What about delights? Yes. Shanghai delights. Throw it down, Allison Williams. I love it. Let's go straight to production. Pitch it to Jason Blum tonight.
I will. I have a lot to do. I'm going to start keeping a list of things I'm pitching Jason Blum
okay,
tonight.
Okay, well, woman who sees X's for heads. Shanghai delights.
I'm going to give no context to the next one. I'm just going to say Shanghai
just say
delights.
Shanghai delights.
It speaks for itself. It speaks for itself. It speaks for itself.
Speaking for yourself, you're here. You're a broadcaster, of course. And people don't know who you are. You've been on the show several times. You're you work for
I work for TV, and I
I was going to say TBS or TNT. I couldn't figure out which one it was.
ESPN and Fox Sports.
I don't pause after the T in TV trying to come up with the second letter.
Television.
T-Elevision.
Yes. I broadcast for, I believe, ESPN and Fox Sports. I believe so. It's so there's all
it's hard
networks.
Reading the checks.
And it's all one conglomerate, isn't it, these days? They're all owned by the same
Preach, Bill Walton. Preach.
Oh, yes. And content is getting watered down because one owner, and then you got to be hooked by the first 30 seconds or you're turning it off. I can't believe it, Scott Aukerman.
Is that a concern in sports? I mean, usually the beginnings of games are pretty boring.
Yes, so I try to spice it up a little bit. I'll kill somebody at the beginning. it's the Mike White theory, you know? You make a smart show, but then you do the things people want. You kill someone, you create a little mystery, and all of a sudden.
Apparently, didn't the network say, really love the script, but just kill someone at the very beginning and we'll make the show?
I think so, and he did it, and we're in rap. Aren't we? I mean, the show's ended by now.
Oh, yeah.
And we all know who's
dead in season two by now, and we can all say it in unison.
But we're not going to, because people are catching up.
I played basketball for the Portland Trail Blazers of Portland, the Boston Celtics of Boston. I believe I found out I played in St. Louis when I told
them.
And in St. Louis,
Someone backstage whispered that to you, I believe.
And for the Bruins of the University of California in Los Angeles on the beautiful Poly Pavilion.
That's right, UCLA, over there in Westwood, California.
For John Wooden, the great basketball coach, who instilled such wonderful lessons to me in the...
One of the great Woodens.
One of the great Woodens, of course!
From that little Pinocchio. Boy Pinocchio!
Yes.
Wooden...
The Allen.
Who?
Allen.
Yes, Wooden Allen!
Yeah, Woody is short for Wooden Allen.
Well,
yes.
Woody Allen was to become a real boy. I'm not even going to finish what this one is.
Bill, are you glad you never did a Woody?
I continue to audition for Woody's. I continue to. I figured finally I'll be cast in something. Nobody wants to work with this guy. It's perfect for me. I can't get booked. I'm not Jewish enough, he said. Not ambitious enough. Too confident.
Really?
Yes.
How Jewish do you have to be? And how Jewish are you?
Well, Owen Wilson, again, I must be a fan, did a pretty good job on Midnight in Paris. He's not Jewish, but he played Jewy.
And John Cusack.
John Cusack.
Bullets Over Broadway.
Joan Juzak?
What
did you say?
I said John Cusack.
I heard John Juzak.
We hear what we want.
Yes, yes. And how Jewish am I?
Circumcise me right above the Juzak, if you would.
Of course, when you go to the circumcision barber, that's what you ask for.
That's true, yes.
But how Jewish am I? I celebrate all of the major Jewish holidays.
That's true. You're a man of the people. You're a man of the world.
Yes.
But mainly you're a deadhead.
I love the Grateful Dead. I can name up to one of their songs.
Wait, which one do you? Terrapin Station?
I still haven't listened to that one. That's the one you bring up. I still haven't listened to it. I refuse. Riding the train high on cocaine. Casey Jones. That's the
Casey
one.
Casey Jones.
Know
that's right.
It's named after my favorite Ninja Turtles hockey man.
I thought you were going to say just Ninja Turtle.
He's one of the Ninja Turtles. Isn't he kind of a.
He's a lesser known.
He's honorary.
Honorary certainly. Ninja Turtle. They said, Casey, you love pizza. You have a laugh with us. You could
he's
be
sort
a
of their
turtle.
Q. He's just out of sight.
Yes, out of sight. And rest in peace, of course.
Of course.
Casey Jones, is he dead in one of the movies? I've seen all the movies recently, and I don't remember.
In the after credits Secret of the Ooze, the after credits sequence.
Oh,
they
really?
Casey
they
Jones.
Kill execution style?
Yeah, Nick Fury kills him.
Really?
Yeah.
Early Nick Fury appearance.
Early Fury.
Remember when David Hasselhoff played Nick Fury?
What?
No. In an early Marvel thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like an 80s one?
I believe so, or early 90s, yeah.
Oh, man. Who do we think plays Fury better, Hasselhoff or Jackson?
Hasselhoff or Jackson? Allison, what do you got?
Well, I would never hassle the Hoff, so I would just say Hasselhoff. Oh. Plus, he had a music career that's not appreciated enough over.
Yeah, very appreciated in Germany. Yeah. Although, could Sam Jackson have been in Knight Rider? I don't think he would have done a good job with that. No. Hasselhoff's way better.
I will stomp out this Jackson slander right here. He could have aced Knight Rider. He could have been Kit or the driver.
True. One of the great Kits.
Oh, from Cat to
Harrington?
Harrington. Who's that? That's a throne.
From Game of
John
Thrones.
Snow.
That's a throne man.
Jon Snow, one of the great Snows.
Yes! from Al Snow, the wrestler who would say, what does everybody want? Head. What does everybody need? Head. To Informer. We got there, Scott, didn't we?
We did. We certainly. Bill, what are you doing here?
I am here to promote my lovely new children's book.
You have a children's book.
I have a children's book.
Just in time, because Allison, you have a child, I believe.
You have a child.
And
you have a child.
I'm reading I Have a Child on my notes here. Yeah. And yes.
And it's not one and the same.
No, we do not. We don't share the same child.
No, we each have one.
Two different children. Can you believe it?
Hath thine children met yet?
No. We have not met. No. Allison and I are just. It would be strange if they had met before you and
I.
Well,
I have to ask. I don't know. Do
yeah,
you
that's
know?
True. No,
Can you
I haven't
be
asked
certain
her.
That they've never met.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, and well, I'll go home and I'll ask him. You ask her.
Okay. Yeah.
What if they did hated each other? Would you two hate each other?
It is interesting because I'm sure that you must have your child must be friends with other people mm-hmm. who have children. Mm-hmm. Am I getting this right? Is that how it works?
Most of his friends are parents. He's pretty precocious. His friends have mostly young kids who are his age.
Right, right.
He just gets along with their parents better.
He's going to be hanging out with the teachers on the on the field trips.
He's just quitting smoking.
Interesting.
He's struggling. Nicotine is tough, you know.
Get him the patch.
Yeah, but I see a real Capulet Montague thing starting. Here.
Yeah, interesting.
If they don't get along, then we're going to have to, like, you know.
That is, of course, a reference to the immortal Bard himself.
The immortal Bard.
Willie Shakes!
He did die.
He did. Yes, he has died. It's weird that we call him that, isn't it? It doesn't make sense.
Unless there's something someone knows that we don't.
I don't know. It's very strange. Unless they're talking about maybe his works being immortal. That can't be it.
No, that can't be it.
I think he's a Highlander and cannot die unless you cut his head off.
Oh,
he
right.
He continues to write under different pen names.
Oh, interesting. What is he writing these days?
Yeah, what's he using now?
Oh, Billy Shakes. Weissman's in trouble. He's staffed on that.
Oh, he's staffed.
Oh, he's at the staffing level now.
He just loves to work. He loves to work. I think it's just kind of whatever.
Beyond the assistant. He's...
Yeah.
When your life is that
long.
He's
a guild member.
He's in the guild. He's in the guild. Okay. But he'll write animation too,
which
is a different
guild. Did he cross the picket line a few years ago?
He did. Yeah.
He's a scab?
He wrote for Mind Dementia when everybody else was... He wrote that season of Lost that everybody hated. He wrote the Diamond episode.
Was that did people cross the picket line for that one?
I don't know. My memory's a little foggy
that
on
can't
that.
Be true. That can't be true.
I don't know. Yeah, Lost. No, Lost was a respectful show. The people, Damon Lindelof, if nothing else, respects unions.
That's true. If nothing else.
You heard it here.
If not the audience. At least union.
At least the union. He's a union man. So
you have a children's book, you were saying.
It is. It's called The ABCs of the NBA, ampersand WNBA, from Anthony Hardaway to Zsa Pachulia, a novel for children.
A novel for children?
In five acts.
In five. That sounds daunting.
I hope you read the audiobook.
The audiobook is read by me, yes, with foreword by me. So do children like audiobooks? I figure that...
well, I mean, your voice usually, is just so soothing, I would yeah. think.
Thank you so much, Allison William, for the compliment and alley-oop to Bill Walton. I appreciate it.
Usually parents are like a human audiobook.
Yeah, that's
you
so
know,
true.
When you really think about it.
Oh, then Andy Serkis's children must be having the time of their lives.
Who did the J.K. Rowling ones, the Harry Potter ones? Speaking of little boys who fly around...
That's true. They have modes of transportation, but they do fly.
Hold on. Peter Pan v. Potter.
The alliteration.
Whoever wins, we lose.
The alliteration alone.
So Peter v. Potter.
Whoa.
This is like a way to expand the Potterverse as well as the Paniverse. Yes,
exactly.
That's right. You and Radcliffe together on screen. I'd like to see that.
I would love to see it as well.
On screen or off. I'd like
Can
to see
you
the
imagine
two of you together.
Smee teaming up with Voldemort? I mean.
Where's Captain Hook in all of this? Like, what? Usually, like, the secondary guy teams up with the other guy's secondary guy.
Yeah.
Smee is just, like, jumping over the line.
Hook turns good.
Whoa.
Hook turns good. The enemy of my enemy is friend. Hook pairs up with Potter. Turns good.
That would have been a good alternate title for the show, Friends. The enemies of my enemies.
My friend. Yeah, I agree.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And I agree with that, Scott Aukerman.
So what is this book? It's basically just naming people who played for the NBA?
NBA-related terms from A to Z for children.
Oh, even just terms.
And pictures. Yes, terms. So A is Anthony Hardaway. B is basketball.
Okay. I like you get to it
describe
on the second
Describe that
one.
Term. What is the... Describe
basketball.
The term basketball, yeah.
Well, of course, we all know it is the orangest.
The most orange of all balls.
Of
That's
all
so
balls.
True. What a profound observation.
Not necessarily the roundest, but close.
No.
And
what would you say is the roundest of balls? I would think the billiards would have to be the most round, because otherwise the game doesn't really work if they're not exceptionally round. Mm.
I agree with that.
And some would say the nine ball is the most orange of balls.
Is the nine striped? Or is it?
Oh, I don't know. Well, now that, okay, or maybe the three? Which one is the orange ball?
I'm trying to remember back to playing pool in my basement, my dad yelling at me that I was doing it wrong, and I'm trying
I'm so sorry. Was that Bill Walton
Bill Walton the first, yeah.
Or the negative ones?
Yes, it goes bad, so I'm the zero.
Right.
My son is Bill Walton Sr.
Of course. So B is basketball.
Basketball. So, yes, do you understand what it is, or do you need more of a description?
I can't picture it at all.
Yeah, in the book, do you give, like, every piece of information, like a Wikipedia entry, like it's, how the rules and all that?
It's great detail, and like a Wikipedia, it is constantly editable. So if you'd like to edit the book, go ahead. We have mods on the book. We just have to reprint it every time
you need blurbs?
I would love a blurb.
Okay.
Are you offering blurbs?
I can't write, but I can.
You can't write?
I can only read.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just like imitate what's on the page.
It's never clicked for me.
Okay.
But I can deliver one verbally to anyone who buys the book.
Oh, really?
Like you'd go to their house?
Yeah,
or?
I'll sell them door to door and I'll blurb it in real time. What is a blurb but a sales pitch?
Wow, this is going to, I have to call my publisher. They're going to be saying, have you blurbed before, Allison Williams?
No, I've been too busy, but First I will blurb. Devote the next year of my life to blurbing and selling your book.
All of 2023, you will blurb. NBA and WNBA. The ABCs of the NBA.
You're forgetting the title yourself.
I'm back. I got it. The ABCs of NBA.
WNBA. Yeah, I'm there.
You're there. Let me finish the title.
Oh, sorry.
From Anthony Hardaway to Zsa Pachulia.
Yeah,
now, are there some letters that, unfortunately, like B stands for basketball, just like basically crowds Brittany. What's her name? Griner?
Yes. We had a talk and decided not to involve Brittany Griner because we do want the book to sell in Russia.
Understandable.
It's a little complicated, but we do have Blord of War for the guy that they traded Brittany Griner for. So he's heavily featured in their slam dunking.
It seems hard to mention him without mentioning Brittany Griner.
We made it through. Made it through. So, yeah, we have Merchant of Death. He's in there a few times.
Merchant of Death.
Yes.
How do you get a nickname like the Merchant of Death?
You become the Lord of War that the titular Nick Cage played.
Oh, that's right.
That's the gentleman that they traded for Brittany Griner.
Interesting.
Celebrity for celebrity.
Wait, so Nick Cage played the guy that they trade in a fictional movie?
Yes.
In which movie?
Lord of War.
Oh, okay. Was that one of the ones that he just kind of does, like they pay him $1 million and he memorizes
I think
it
was relatively big. I remember the trailers. Really? It was around the time he did Family Man. Remember that one where he's got a bow and arrow in the trailer?
I don't remember.
Or maybe that's the Weatherman.
Family Man, I remember, is like him from behind. All I remember is him from behind. He's in shadow and it's snowing. Oh, interested.
Sorry, I got
Nick Cage from behind. Hello.
I don't love to watch Nicolas Cage act, but I love to watch him leave.
And cut. Nick Cage is leaving. Let's watch.
On those getaway sticks.
So what is C? I mean, I feel like we're just going through each of the letters.
Yeah, do you want to go through each of them?
Is that how it feels like?
It's a little bit.
Well, we can jump around letters if that's more exciting.
Okay, yeah. What's
your favorite letter, Scott Aukerman and Allison Williams?
I've never thought about this.
I mean, is it not S?
No, I don't know. Anytime
an
I see
E,
S.
Perhaps, or a K?
Now you're just guessing letters.
No, those are members of your family.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Sec. Or ski. I don't know. I've never been asked what my favorite letter is. It's just as stupid a question as what's your favorite color, right? I mean,
go on. What is it?
Who has a favorite color?
I do. And I have a favorite letter.
Okay. What do you got?
My favorite letter is A, which is
interesting,
egotistical, but it's also the grade I aimed for. It is the name of my partner who I love, and it's the first, it's not his name, it's the first letter of his name, it's the first letter of our child's name.
Wow, okay, so that is
my favorite batteries are all comprised of those letters
as well.
That's
right, yeah.
And big diss to the D battery!
Yeah,
Throw it in the drawer with the rest of the asshole batteries!
Exactly.
It's double A or triple A for Allison Williams, sure you heard it here first.
Sure and then is. What is your favorite color? Is it amber because of the A? Or
no, it's blue.
Blue.
It's blue.
Just plain blue.
Just plain blue.
That's what I would always say when people would say, what's your favorite color?
Because
it's just like, how can you get upset?
Unless
you were in Eiffel 65.
That's true, of course. But I used to try to be interesting, so I would say purple.
Mm-hmm.
You used to try to be interesting. You've since given up.
Now. No, I've given up. Yeah obviously. Yeah.
You became inherently interesting, so the color that you liked didn't have to be.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
You fascinate me.
All right, so we've done A, though, but let's do K. What is K in
that? Oh, so we move along to the letter K in my basketball book, which is Killer Dunk. K for Killer Dunk.
Has that term ever been used?
Just now. Killer Dunk and me, when I'm trying to get the audience entertained at the beginning, I say, Killer Dunk, I've murdered a man right when somebody dunked.
It's
well, stay tuned for the rest of the episode.
I have to say, it's surprising that it doesn't start with Kobe.
Oh, yes. That would have been a very good one, Allison.
Well,
Williams.
you don't want to bring the audience down and remind them of
it's a very bad idea to bring up something sad when
for
you're
a
talking to an
book,
audience.
You don't want to have that conversation that early
because if you talked about his wonderful basketball achievements, eventually they get to, well, what is he up to now, Daddy?
Yes, they always ask that, don't they?
It's so true.
And it's the time, do you be honest? Is that explain, you know, well, from birth to death, you have to give him the sex talk to let him know how he was born.
Well, right. Wait, how does it work?
What? If your child asks you,
yeah,
where
how
is
are
he
people
now?
Born?
Oh man, we're really going back here.
When
a person loves each, well, I guess
when
that,
a
that
person
is
loves a person.
Would that song have been just as popular if those were the lyrics?
I argue more popular. Do we know who that song is by?
When a man loves a woman is, it's not by the Righteous Brothers, is it? When a man loves a, I'm not sure. Is it by Sam Cooke or someone like that?
I don't know. It's not on his live
in Harlem.
He was
a singer,
show.
But his name is Cooke.
Huh.
He should have been Sam Singer.
Oh my.
It's alliterative.
Well, we don't know what he did in his spare time. He might have been cooking.
That's a good point.
We might know him for his singing, but really his enchiladas were where it was at, as the kids say.
I would have loved to try Sam Cooke's enchiladas and Sam Smith's. I'd like to try his swords.
Sam Smith's enchiladas. You heard it here first.
So really should have a line of enchiladas.
He's so sad because none of us know that he makes a mean enchilada.
I also saw Sam Smith's enchiladas do a 20-minute improv set at the Del Close Bar.
I'm surprised that B isn't for Bill Walton. I mean, you must have saved W.
Fuck. We got to reprint a bunch of. Oh, W! Oh, no, W was for Wilson.
Oh, Wilson the basketball?
No,
Wilson
the volleyball that Tom Hanks hangs out with.
Wilson comma Rita.
Is it named after Rita herself?
I believe it was a coincidence.
Oh.
Is it strange, though? Like, you know.
As many things are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, life is very weird.
Yeah.
People are strange. Wilson's my wife.
That is a Doors song. That is not a Grateful Dead. Do you like the Doors better than the Grateful Dead?
Oh, the Doors did some wonderful. Well, because
the Doors to Perception. You're big into those.
I am big.
Aldous Huxley.
Aldous Huxley. From Doors to Perception to Brave New World.
Keep going.
To the Cosby Show.
Wait, what did he have to do
Huxtable.
With it? Oh, Huxtable.
Oh, Foxtable.
Did you think Aldous Huxley would starred in the Cosby Show?
Yeah.
That was Bill Cosby.
Like, oh, no. Oh, I don't like that show as much anymore.
Yeah, why? What happened?
Allison, we've got a lot to talk about either on air or not.
Let's do it here.
What's that?
Let's do it here. No time like the present.
All right,
Bill.
Well, we've got a man named Bill Cosby was, well, his parents.
When a man's named Bill Cosby. Not as popular.
Not as popular of a song very to the Righteous Brothers or whoever. Whomever sings that song.
Yeah.
But yes, Wilson the volleyball is W. He's always in the front row at Knicks games. He's a huge fan. He's always next to Ben Stiller.
Is S for Spike Lee?
No, it's for Spike the volleyball.
There seems to be a lot of volleyball things in this book. It's a basketball book.
You must write through free association. I sit down at 9
p.m. You really must.
And writing, when you do it, you must treat it like a job. Even if you don't have a 9 to 5, you must sit down every morning.
That's
I
right.
sit down at 9 o'clock.
How long is this book?
450.
In 5 hours.
You're writing too much for a children's book at this point. You need to take it a little bit easier.
Don't you need the children to be entertained for a long time? You need to sit them down in front of something. I'm sure you'll probably just do the television, the old idiot box.
All right. The TV.
Television.
I see these children's books and I go like, these took maybe 20 minutes to write.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, and they don't rhyme. They should all rhyme.
They should all rhyme. They should have to rhyme.
Just like Shakespeare.
That's true.
Yes, exactly.
And they should all be in iambic pentameter.
Yes.
That's right. But these children's book authors these days, they're just going for a buck. They're not
That's
in
true.
It for the art of it, like me. My book does all rhyme.
It does, really.
I don't want to prove it, but it does.
Well, this is incredible. Is it in stores now? Or
No, I believe Allison will be delivering it with a blurb.
How dare you?
If you order it in 2023, then I really appreciate that. Are you able to handle travel?
Yeah, I can handle travel.
All right, and I'll just give you some walking around money.
Oh, you meant, can I handle it emotionally or can I
it's
handle
very
it
stressful,
financially?
Isn't it?
Financially, I believe, is what he'll give you a per diem if you actually pay for the travel.
Well, what is the per diem?
Just some walking around money, probably.
Which is like,
around $50.
I mean, walking around in LA is becoming very expensive.
That's true. You got to pay to cross the damn street, it feels like these days.
Although, no, they just decriminalized jaywalking, so I'm sorry to disagree with you.
Oh, my God! Coletto!
What? Whoa.
Coletto!
Coletto!
Yes.
So
I
excited.
Thought you said Leto.
Call Leto as well.
Call
him. Give him a call. I'm sure he loves to jaywalk. He breaks all the rules, doesn't he?
Sure does.
Whether it's on set or in life.
Do you think that they cast Jay Leto as the Joker and it was just Jay period? Leto was a typo and then Jared Leto showed up and they're like, ah,
this
fuck
guy's
it.
Not telling jokes at all.
Where's the death?
Here's something. Batman? All right. Well, we need to take a break. Let's. If you order the book now, though, Allison will show up to your house with a touch
you
of
have
walking
my
around
word.
Money.
Wow.
When we come back, we have someone who works for Macy's. This is Bill. Can you stick around?
I got nothing to do, baby.
Weird. And Allison will be here. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that
after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Allison Williams of M3GAN is here, and in theaters now. How many theaters are we talking? Let me guess.
Please guess.
Let's see if I can hit the number.
Yeah.
Two.
was it Price is Right rules?
Yep. I didn't go over, right? I'm close?
No, you got it.
I'm the closest?
You're the closest.
All right. Wonderful. No, I would guess it's probably in approximately 3,400 theaters.
I actually do not know. You do not know. This question.
Well, catch it while you can, because you're going to want to see it with a ton of people and all your buddies, and just high-fiving each other, and a fantastic time at the movies. And then, of course, we have Bill Walton here of the NBA.
Yep, you got it, Scotty Ox. Good to see you again. Wonderful break we had. We chopped it up. We had a laugh.
Is NBA in the... Also, I'm surprised the W wasn't for WNBA.
Oh, fuck, I gotta reprint another one. Wilson's gonna be mad.
Honestly, it's like you didn't think about this very hard. It's so weird.
No, I thought about it. I just free-associated.
And then when I edited it,
I didn't think of these other great ones.
I get it.
Well, we need to get to our next guest. She's someone who works for Macy's. Allison, did you ever work retail?
I sure did.
Where'd you work?
Guess.
Out of every store in the world?
You might guess it. Someone guessed it recently on the
Someone guessed
drive.
It? Really?
Yeah, just take in my whole vibe and then put a designer. No, it was a specific store.
Was it Guess?
No.
I think Nordstrom is a specific store.
It is, but I mean of one brand.
Okay, one brand.
Connecticut.
This is Bernie Sanders?
Yes, I worked at the Bernie Sanders.
No, wait, he's Vermont.
Line. Yeah, he's Vermont.
Everything 99% off.
It was Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren. Oh, okay. I can understand that. Yeah. Although Ralph, that's not Allison.
That's true.
Although you may have vomited every once in a while.
I did. I have in my life, mostly when I was a baby. But
that's true. Yeah. Really? You would say... What percentage? 75% of the time you vomited when you were a baby?
I'd venture more. I'd say about 98%.
98%?
I think so.
Your
what about you?
Did you eat a lot of bad sushi? Or
have
what?
You done it a lot? Babies vomit constantly.
I don't remember ever vomiting when I was a baby. The majority of the times I remember, in fact, the entirety of the times I can remember vomiting, I was a grown-ass adult, usually after a night of libations.
Oh, yeah, you have a little fun. And then the next morning, we regret it, don't we? But we say we're not going to do it again, but then we do, don't we?
We always do. But I'm not sure if she works retail or she's an executive there. We'll find out. Please welcome, for the first time on the show, Macy Hannigan.
Scott, it is so weird and good to be here.
Hi. Wow. It's so great to meet you.
Hi.
Wonderful to have you. This is Allison. This is Bill.
Wow.
The pleasure's all mine.
Two big stars.
Yes.
Back on Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you.
Yes. And you are lovely. Have you ever considered doing mannequin work?
That is such a strange compliment. I haven't.
The lovely part?
Yeah, exactly. No one's ever said that to me before.
The mannequin thing
I get a lot, but the lovely thing is rare.
I would buy anything you're wearing.
What do you mean when you say do mannequin? You mean pose? I guess I've never
modeling?
Really thought about
that,
how mannequins work. Does someone pose for them and then someone makes it like chisels them or?
Sorry, up until like 3 hours ago, I was a full-time mannequin at Macy's in Manhattan.
What does that mean? You were like a living mannequin? I've seen some of these like art installations where there are people who kind of pose and they have to be very still. Is that what you're
like
talking about?
Like a mannequin Skywalker or?
Throw it down, Allison Williams!
One of the great Anakins, from Anakin Skywalker to mannequin.
Nope, I don't know if you can tell by my grayish skin, but I was a full-time frozen inanimate mannequin.
Oh.
You know, I thought so.
So you were not alive? You were... Or yeah. were you?
No, not alive, but conscious, which is terrifying.
You were sentient.
Yeah, wow. I was sentient. I've been sentient since the 70s, late 70s, early 80s.
You've been a mannequin that long?
That's about when I stopped being sentient.
All right. Stop high-fiving me.
Yeah.
I wish I could high-five, but my fingers are like this. They're sort of just all one big piece, my hands.
Yeah. Are they? Can I see those? Because we can break those apart. I'm sorry. I have to do them all, though.
I feel everything.
Okay. That's better, right? Now you can sort of move them around.
Oh, yeah, nice. Ooh.
You can grasp things now.
You have opposable thumbs. You've just unlocked one of the great mysteries of the world.
Yeah, you can also unlock doors.
Yes, and that's my big question is I think I only got 24 hours at this thing. What human experiences should I hit in the next 24 hours?
Can I ask before we get to that, how did it happen? Mm-hmm. Is this magic or?
I got awoken with a kiss.
By whom? What?
Gary, the assistant manager of Macy's.
Oh,
him
no.
and I have gotten very close since his recent breakup. He's a good man.
So you were sentient and he was he like kind of circling you, encasing you for
Yeah, well, mostly I was an ear to listen to his problems for a while. He'd go back in the stock room and he'd say things like, I'm such a loser. And then he would look at me and go, what do you think, Macy? And then he'd go, oh, I'm talking to a fucking mannequin. I'm such a loser. And then
little did he know you were sentient and could hear everything
you
were saying.
I heard it. And then he brought me to life. He had a real rock bottom.
Was it true love's kiss or just if anyone had kissed
must
you.
Must have been.
I hope so. I love him back. I think he's just wonderful.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But he kissed me and I came to life. And I just have the feeling that I get 24 hours. Magic. I don't know if you're familiar with magic. It's usually on a 24-hour.
Yeah. I've never experienced magic. Did Peter Pan fly around through magic?
Yes.
It was magic.
Yeah. Initially, it wasn't, but they added fairy dust because kids kept trying to jump
out windows.
Things. Yeah.
Okay, great.
But yeah, so you're on a kind of like a Jack Bauer experience.
Exactly. I hear a ticking, an anxiety-ridden ticking sound at the end and the beginning of every hour, just to remind me that I don't have much time.
Wow. So how long have you been out for now?
Like 3 hours.
3 hours. What have you done in the 3 hours?
I had Eggs Benedict and it was fine.
Who told you to start there? I'm just curious.
And why aren't you with, who is it, Gary?
Gary thought it would be nice if I really had the full human experience.
Let me guess, you guys had sex in the first 2 minutes?
And immediately.
He's like, I'm going back home for a while.
Yeah, basically instantaneously we had sex. It was awesome. Love it. Can't recommend that enough. So now that I checked that off my bucket list, and the Eggs Benedict thing, I had heard people talking about it. I mean, you hear a lot of conversations. You eavesdrop.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine shoppers being like, hey, where are we going to eat after this? Oh, I hear there's a great Eggs Benedict at fill in the blank.
Exactly.
We do talk about Eggs Benedict pretty constantly.
Yeah. As humans.
As we shop. Yeah.
I haven't been to fill in the blank. That's a good Eggs Benedict.
Yeah. No, it's really a good
E-H-I-L.
He's a chef. You know, we're all talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
So what I gather from eavesdropping on the human experience is people hate their families. Mm. Everyone's stressed.
Yeah.
Finding parking is hard.
Especially around crowded
especially
department
around
stores.
Macy's in New York City.
Yeah.
It's really
tough. Yeah. It's really tough.
Shopping fills the void in your heart.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty true to life, wouldn't you say, Allison?
I shop pretty constantly. Mm-hmm. Can I ask, you mentioned you were in the stock room. Did something happen? You were moved from the sales floor?
Allison, I'm actually glad to be talking about this. A lot of shoppers think my face is off-putting. They put a little too much lipstick on me.
Okay.
And my eyes are a little too realistic. So sometimes when shoppers complain, I get thrown in the back.
I see.
Oh, okay. I mean, you look lovely right now as a human being. I mean, your eyes are just lifelike enough.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. But as a mannequin, it's terrible. A lot of people screaming, a lot of kids holding onto their mom's legs when they see me.
Why didn't they just throw you away?
Well, Gary keeps.
Oh, okay. Gary.
He has my back. He won't let them throw me away.
So he just puts you in the back in the stock room for a while, then trots you back out.
Yeah. They tried switching out my arms. Didn't help.
It's well as the eyes. Yeah.
Did that hurt?
Put
did
sunglasses
you feel pain?
On.
It did. It's excruciating. I feel pain like anyone else feels pain. But yeah, they tried putting a little hat on me. That didn't help either. But yeah,
what kind of hat on a hat, really.
Yeah, they put a little beanie on me and it just didn't help. Didn't fix the problem.
Yeah, it just
at
put
all.
Sunglasses on you. It's the eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, you would also be a great mannequin. I didn't mean to come in here, Bill, and just Allison.
No, no, I understand. I understand. I'm a little off-putting as a mannequin, a little big. The sizes would have to be bigger, and I would only wear tie-dye.
Yeah, of course, but there's a section for that.
That would be in your rider.
Yeah, my
only
mannequin
put tie-dye
rider.
On
What's
me?
In your rider as a mannequin?
Well, I only want to be wearing glorious outfits. I want them to be gorgeous. You know, I don't know if you know this, but we do have somewhat of a connection. The red dress that you wore in that episode of Girls,
yes.
One of my favorite episodes of TV, I wore it first to the costume designer
really?
Saw me. Wearing it and
bought it from you. So I kind of owe you for like one of the great experiences of my whole career.
Yeah, you owe me.
I do.
Reaches for Allison Williams' wallet. Takes what I can find.
Yeah, you're welcome to everything. I'm about to come into a lot of money because I'm working for Bill next year. So you can have whatever you need from me.
I mean,
me.
Financial terms were not negotiated.
I believe I was told I was going to have walking around money.
Oh, yeah.
When I walk around, it's extremely expensive. So it's $1,000 a block, basically.
Jesus Christ.
So thank you.
Really,
I mean, he's so generous.
I'm really underwater here with this book, Allison. Please don't do this to me.
No, I mean, the generosity just continues, but thank you. Thank you for giving me that costume.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite costumes in TV history. I could talk about it for a million hours. They left the TV on in the back room of Girls.
Oh,
I got to watch Girls in the back room at Macy's. Who,
and Gary was watching Girls? Is that?
Yeah. It's a comfort show, man. If you're going through a breakup, it really is nice to spend time with those four ladies. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've never been through a breakup, have you?
I mean, no, but thank you for reminding me that I basically haven't had no human experience.
Well, I mean, let's get you out there then. You say you're looking for things to do. I mean, you're here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, you made it here so fast.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Did you, what mode of transportation did you use? Can mannequins
the Phil Collins Concorde?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The Live Aid.
Yeah. I had sex with Gary immediately, got on a plane, and now I'm in sunny Los Angeles. I've been walking down Hollywood, just taking
Hollywood
photos.
Boulevard.
Hollywood Boulevard.
Is beautiful.
It's my first stop every time I come here.
Have you tried the new lasagna store?
Is there a new lasagna
store? There's a new lasagna store kind of on Sunset and Vine.
Really?
Like there's like little shops there, or maybe like near the Pantages where it's like a Greek place. And how do any of these stay open?
Yeah. Isn't that where the burger place is? The Shake Shack. Isn't that
Shake Shack's a little further down, little right further across down. The street from the W Hotel.
How do you get there? What route do you take?
From where?
Let's say you're coming from the valley.
I feel like this is a question you usually ask someone else.
From Studio City, I'd probably pop onto, Lancashire, or if I'm further north, Magnolia or whatever. And then I would.
So Magnolia to the what? To the 134?
No, I'd stay on the 101.
You'd stay on the 101.
Far right. Oh. Yeah, stay
I'm
far
so
right.
I'm so glad that this is part of your 24 hours.
Yeah, I was starting to think, I was like, uh-oh, did I make the wrong call of using some of my 24 hours to come on Comedy Bang Bang? Also, you just made Los Angeles sound gigantic. How am I supposed to experience the city in one day?
That's true.
Scooter, obviously.
Definitely. Lime scooter.
The best mode of transportation in Los Angeles or any major metropolitan.
And just leave it wherever you just feel like getting off.
Yeah.
Just leave it lying in the street.
Treat it like shit. You could really treat a scooter like shit. They can't do anything.
Kick it around.
And you don't think that people would be scared to see a mannequin
in the city? No, honey. I think everyone will react totally normally. You'll fit right in.
And also, I know that TV is supposed to be like really good these days.
Don't spend your time just watching TV.
But we're in the golden age of
I know. There's so much content, though. You'll never get to watch it all. I mean, I guess you could watch all of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd really have to do both of those. Then you'd have to do Mad Men to see more flawed male lead characters.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You really can never get enough of those.
Right, exactly. Somebody who's like really angry all the time.
Yeah.
Angry all the time.
Sopranos.
Yep.
You definitely want that.
Hoops! You gotta watch Hoops!
Hoops!
You gotta watch Hoops basketball. H is for Hoops. P is for Ps. And you gotta watch some basketball. It's balletic the way these men glide and women across the floor and the crazy things they do playing a kid's game for money.
Huh, women felt like an afterthought for you in that.
Well, I announced men's basketball, but I love women's basketball. Mm-hmm. The great Wildcats of Arizona and the rest.
Every single other team.
All the teams.
What else?
Universal Studios.
Universal Studios.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Definitely.
If you really want to see how movies are made.
Park and Frankenstein. Park and Frankenstein. Okay. They're going to try to send you to Woody Woodpecker. Park and Frankenstein.
Yeah,
I'm
Park and Frankenstein.
I'm going to say a DMV visit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
DMV. It's a big part of being alive.
And a DMB concert.
Yeah, that's definitely, so if you true. Can.
You maybe you'll crash live at least once in your life.
Maybe you'll look out and he'll toss some shit over a mountain.
Over a bridge.
Yeah, a bridge.
Onto your head.
Do you know, and I just heard this recently, that if you move from out of state, they make you take a big test to get your license in California.
I learned that too when I moved here. You just learned it in the first 3 hours of being here?
Yeah, did you cry when that happened? Because someone I know cry.
I did cry. I got pulled over by like three police cars with an out-of-state license.
It's a driving test or like a, what kind
or
of test?
Or a written test or a combination of both.
It's a written
test.
You answer one question, then you drive around a little bit, then you answer another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a written test. This is just what I heard. But it's a written test. And so much of it is about California driving laws and not even about driving.
Well, you got to stop at a red, but then you can make a right turn.
Exactly. And some of them are like, it should be fun, normal driving questions. And some of them are like, how long will you go to jail if this happens?
How long will you go to jail?
Yeah, that was one of the questions.
25 to life.
Exactly. It was like 34 months.
Terrible.
It's a trick question. You'll be executed.
Well, fair is fair. California, I get it.
Wow. Now, let me ask you all this.
Yeah.
So you pull up to a stop sign. It's four-way
this is a
stop.
Hypothetical.
It's a four-way stop. It's you, car to your right. And then a car directly across from me. I'll get there at the same time.
Car to my right, car directly across from me in front of me?
No one's on my left.
No one on your left.
No one on my left. Okay, so I'm in the left-hand lane? Or it's a single-lane highway?
It's a two, you're on a street.
Two-lane blacktop?
Two lanes. Two-lane blacktop street.
I don't know what a stop sign is, so I'm going to sit this one
out. It's a little red hexagon, six-sided. It says stop on it, and that's how you know you're supposed to stop.
No one has ever talked about a stop sign in the department store?
No. Never came up.
So weird. You needed better conversationalists walking around you.
No. Oh, yeah. Stop sign. If you know how to talk, you'll talk stop sign at some point.
Okay, so what's your hypothetical? We pull up.
You're all there at the same time.
Okay.
Who goes first? And I'm not asking who's on first. Who?
Oh, I see. So there. Wait. So there's someone. It's a three. Is it a four way?
A four way stop.
Four way stop. Someone's
only
across
three
from
of you.
You
have arrived.
I think we do. Yeah.
So wait, you're saying if everyone arrives
all
at the same
car
time, you
together. I go first because I feel entitled to go first.
Good. Okay.
That's the right answer, Allison Williams. You just passed the psychopath test.
I passed the Bechdel test too.
The only question on the psychopath test.
What is the answer? Oh, sorry.
Oh,
you
no,
probably know.
I don't.
I'm asking you all. I don't know. That's why I'm curious because I always get confused.
Did you get in that situation? You just parked, got out of the car, and then you came here so you could find out what the answer was?
Yeah, my car is downtown L.A. right now.
At a four-way intersection.
It's on Flower, yeah.
You just got out and said, I can't figure this out.
I'm done with this.
Throwing my hands up.
So if you
threw your jersey up in the air.
Your car's still there.
Yeah, if you see a red 98 Ford Aspire on Flower, that's Bill Walton's.
speaking of the Bechdel test, that show Fun Home did not pass it. Isn't that surprising?
It is surprising.
Always talking about the dad.
That's so true. Hmm. Let's talk. Do you guys, anything?
Oh, yeah, no, Gary.
The Ring of Keys.
Yeah. You have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, we
voice,
know it.
Bill.
Can you talk about the way we just screamed Ring of Keys?
There was a crossover.
So a lot of people singing Ring of Keys.
Yeah, walking through the store. It's a joyful
situation.
I mean,
I'm near Broadway. People go see a Broadway show.
That's
the
true.
Two get come stuck shopping. In their head and they go shopping.
Yeah. I was, fun fact, in Get Out, Rose was going to sing that song instead of giving the keys to Chris. And then we decided ultimately
interesting.
It shouldn't have been sung.
She was just going to sing the entire song.
Yeah.
In the script or in your improv on set over and over?
In the script. Oh, okay. Jordan is a very complicated filmmaker who envisions things that sort of merge genres. And that was one idea he had. But he's not too proud to move on.
Do you think of the sequel to M3 again, you'll dance with the doll?
I don't, Scott.
Have you ever danced with a doll in the pale moonlight?
Of course.
Jay Leno.
By the way, that's something you should absolutely do is dance.
Dance?
Yeah.
Where do people dance?
Wherever they want.
Yeah.
Like
doing
no
it right
watching.
Now. Does it look good?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. That is the weirdest, strangest dance I've ever seen.
Sorry, my hips have been jutted forward my whole life.
Dance to this song. We'll give you some support.
Okay.
I'm on tonight. My hips jut forward and I'm starting to feel alive.
It's all you. It's all you.
She went full Shakira. It went into her hips. It was like watching Shakira in person.
Have you ever watched Shakira in person?
not perform, but yeah, I've watched her, you know, act in person. And yeah.
What?
You have?
I was at the Super Bowl.
You've been on set?
I was at the Super
she
Bowl.
She performed at the Super
her
Bowl.
Her and J-Lo both stuck their tongues out at me rudely. They were mad at me.
Do you think J-Lo got put into the Super Bowl and they wanted Jay Leno? And they were like, J-L-O.
This guy's getting fucked over.
He's missing a lot of offers.
My bad call sheets.
Yeah. What else could you do? I mean, you got a...
Well, I'm definitely interested in the human suffering part of it. So you mentioned the DMV. What are some essential human suffering things that I can
withdrawal, for sure. We have to get you chemically dependent on something. And
something,
take it away.
Smoking, drugs, whatever we can
do. Don't mind if I do.
Would you like one of my cigars that I've been smoking this whole time?
Yeah.
Bill, you must have some LSD on you.
In me.
By the way, I love the way this room smells right now. Thank you for smoking a cigar this whole time.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's me and Piven do this all the time.
Yeah. The Piv.
The Piv.
Does he sing Jeremy Piven?
Does he sing Jeremy
Piven? What happens when it's
Jeremy
his birthday? Piven.
He sings Jeremy Spoken all the time.
Oh, Jeremy's Piven.
While you were chatting, I just had a handle of marshmallow vodka, so I think I'm ready to go.
Handle.
Yeah.
Is that what Gary gave you? Marshmallow vodka?
Yeah.
How old is Gary?
Guess.
He could be 18, he could be 52.
But he's definitely over 18.
Yes. He is 52 years young.
Aww.
You guys got to go to the Saddle Creek Ranch, I think. House of Blues, is that still here with us? The House of Blues?
I think it went away.
Hard Rock Cafe, obviously.
Hard Rock, definitely.
Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite thing about being a human? And then I'll do that today.
Wow, I guess I've never really thought of it, but maybe the connection that we forge with people we love.
I was going to say cutting my toenails.
Yeah, very similar.
Oh, no, but you'll have to rip my toes apart.
Here, let me get it.
It's inevitable. Let's do it.
Oh, I snapped the little one off.
Oh, no, you can keep it.
Oh, that little piggy's going wee-wee-wee all the way into the trash can.
Don't even joke. That's my fear, to be thrown away.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I'll never throw you away.
So many of your friends must have been thrown away over the years.
Yeah, when the Macy's and Michigan Avenue shut down, they sold all the mannequins, but no one wanted those mannequins.
Oh, no.
So they all ended up in the dumpster. Sorry.
And then where do they go from there?
I don't know, because it was really off-putting to walk by them, and everyone was like, don't go to that alley. It's really scary right now.
Yeah.
So everyone hates
I'm
mannequins.
So sorry. Well, you're alive for now.
Yeah, so what happens after the 24? Do you die? Do you re-mannequin? Do you go to hell?
I was going
to
say, one of the other great human experiences is writing your last will and testament. And if you want to make sure that you don't get thrown away, we can write. Yeah. We can put the, I'm a notary. We can get this done
really?
Right now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to set you up with some sort of entertainment lawyer or something.
Right. That too. Yeah.
I'd like to leave all of the money I have to Alice and William.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. I did just take it out of your
wallet. Quite a lucrative show.
I gained interest on it, so I think I made money.
And I would like to not be thrown away.
Okay.
And I would like my three best friends to come visit me. What?
Oh, no.
Who are they?
Oh, yeah, never mind. There are people who aren't here.
Okay. Macy, I learned this from the movie Intriguing. A lot of times when big traumatic things happen to people, they form attachments with the first people they come into contact with. And I think that's what's happening for you right now.
Yeah, I guess. So we're not best friends.
Well, my boundaries are bad enough that, yeah, let's be best friends.
Okay, that sounds good. I think I'm all filled up.
You just said that the best part of being a person is, like, connecting with other people, and then I tried, and you basically...
I'm a little busy this month, I'm sorry.
You emotionally...
My January is really packed at this point. I know it's early, but...
Yeah.
Bill, are you interested?
Well, you know, I'll put it off for a while and then make some crazy plan I don't want to do with you last minute.
And then bemoan the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this?
Yeah. So I don't know if you wanted to go to, like, IKEA or something like that.
Oh, I would love that.
Have you been to IKEA in Burbank?
No, but that's my dream.
Yeah.
IKEA is.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you as a mannequin were put together.
Mm-hmm.
So the furniture being put together. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it sounds like it should have something to do with each other.
Keep going.
No, I have an emotional connection to it. And also, like Macy's, you can get lost in there.
That's true. Yeah, Macy's is huge. I went in there once.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I might have been in the back room.
Yeah, you're probably in the back. When you go back and I assume you're going to be re-mannequined, are you going to pick a different pose, or did you like the one you were in?
Well, my dream is to pick a different store. I don't know if you've heard of Ralph Lauren.
Oh
my goodness. I have some news for you. I might be able to help you.
Little
land
poll
this
over
gig.
Here with your best friend.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
this is, I can't, honestly, this is weird, the coincidences here.
Wow.
I still know the manager of the Ralph Lauren in gorgeous, gigantic, famous, widely known New Canaan, Connecticut.
Do you think he'd hire Gary?
A weirdo who kisses mannequins?
Yeah, a 52-year-old man who works at Macy's in New York City. And
who has sex in 2 minutes flat?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not everything about him is bad.
So he has record time for sex, for sex length. For
Gary
example.
Told me that was a really long time.
He was right. He was right. Listen, yeah. She only has 24 hours. Can you earmuff for a second?
Yep.
She's only alive for 24 hours. We should just tell her that that's how long sex
is. That's how long sex is. Yeah.
She feels good about Gary.
Yeah. Let's say it in unison.
Yeah.
Okay. Sex lasts for 2 minutes and no longer ever.
You guys are my best friends.
All right. I'll be your best friend. Yeah. Why not? We have a great group here.
Yeah, this is a good vibe. We should go on a road trip together. Rob some banks.
Well, we could fly out of the Burbank airport after we go to IKEA.
That's true. Yeah, it's right there.
We could go somewhere else where you could we could fly to New Canaan, Connecticut where you could
finally land that job that you've always wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop at the Grand Canyon on the way. Vegas. Grand Canyon, Vegas?
Yeah. Which one? I don't know.
Oh, man.
They're so similar.
It's weird that Vegas doesn't have a Grand Canyon-themed hotel. Mm. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fall into the middle a bunch.
They're always building up. Let's build down.
Oh, wow.
What a profound idea.
Yes.
I think that's a genius idea. Let's bulldoze the Trump Towers.
You should be mayor.
Of what?
Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
A timely.
And just pitch that to Las Vegas?
Yeah. I saw your voting guide.
You know what? People are like, who's the candidates? I'm like, let's think bigger. Why limit ourselves? I think Scott Aukerman should be mayor of Los Angeles.
Kermit the Frog was on your voting
guide. I just like the way he sounds. I like the way he thinks. I think rainbows are beautiful.
That's true.
Not crazy about the way Piggy treats him. I think
that's a good point.
Listen, I think he's under her thumb in a big way.
It's a little bit of a Ginny Thomas, Clarence Thomas situation to me.
Well, it also is basically he's being sexually harassed the entire time he's at work. It's a workplace.
Constantly,
you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Exactly.
She should have a speaking to, and I don't want to get too political here, but nobody does because she's a woman. And
okay, all right.
Well, you brought up Clarence Thomas. What did he do?
We'll begin with putting a pubic hair on a Coke can 34 years ago. We should start there.
Put a pubic hair on a Coke can. All right. Well, guys, we're running out of time. Macy, we're going to do all this stuff. We're going to hit Vegas, Grand Canyon.
I got you, girl.
All
of
this.
Don't worry.
We're going to do all of this. But we are running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Shouted from the rooftop. You want to tell the world you got something to plug? And baby, I want to hear those plugs right now. You got a new movie, or a TV show, or a podcast, or
a new song.
Ha, of course.
Ha, 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 ha. I love to laugh.
Oh, loved ending on that.
I thought that was so beautiful.
Allison, you were taking a sip of water and you spit it out. And
the whole table is wet. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness. That was Morrissey Plugs by Shane LaRue. Shane LaRue. Thank you to Shane LaRue. And guys, what do we want to plug? Obviously, M3 Again is out there in theaters now, Allison.
Let's plug that. What do you guys think? Should we plug that?
Yeah, I guess we can plug that.
100% see it in a theater. What an experience. Laugh, cry, scream.
What are you up to beyond?
Beyond that, I'm almost finished filming a limited series for Showtime called
Fellow Travelers. How limited are we talking?
It's an 8-episoder.
Oh, 8.
It's limited only in that it will end there.
Really?
The
no matter what?
The story ends there, yes.
No matter what?
I don't want to say that, but yes, no matter what.
And you wanted that?
I asked for that. I was not the lead, nor the producer, nor the showrunner, but I made a request upon casting.
And you looked every member of the crew in the eyes.
I did. I got consent from every single one. Yeah, I said, this is it, right?
I don't want you to get paid for any more than that.
Exactly.
What is this called? It's for
Fellow Travelers for Showtime.
For Showtime.
Yeah.
Fellow Travelers. And do we know what it's about? Is it based on anything?
It's based on a book, but it's about a love story between two men starting in the McCarthy era, 50s, going all through the AIDS crisis in the 80s, sort of a forbidden love. And I am the wife of one of those men.
The McCarthy era. Do you mean Jeannie McCarthy, the casting agent?
Well, I believe we all live in the McCarthy era.
That's true.
Permanently.
She's kind of strangled.
I'm more in the
McCarthy
Miller era right now. But
yeah, exactly. Anyway, well, that's what I'm up to.
Do we know when that is out?
I don't. Sometime next year.
Very good. Please come back when you say next year, 2024?
2023. Around the time when I'm finished selling your book, I'll probably come back and we'll do a progress report.
I would love that. I would love that. I'm really underwater here with how much money you're asking
for. Yeah. Speaking of underwater, Bill, you have something to plug you were telling me before the show?
Yeah, Avatar, The Way of Water.
It's still out
there. What is that? I've never heard of it.
It's a cinematic experience unlike any other. James Cameron, whose parents loved each other so much they made love, and father ejaculated into his mother and then gave birth to him nine months later.
This is how it works.
And then years later, he walked into the room to pitch the sequel to Aliens and just...
Pitching
Avatar. You yada-yada-yada'd a big part of it.
Yeah, you know, he learned some stuff. He married Valerie Faris. Is that who? And then, he married somebody else.
Oh, Catherine Bigelow as well, right?
Excuse me. And then he walked into the room, wrote Alien. Catherine Bigelow, male gigolo.
I'm going to pitch that to Jason Blum.
Yeah, this is a good.
That's four pitches today.
I have a lot.
Don't forget them.
Don't forget them.
Catherine Bigelow, male gigolo.
X is for heads.
X is for heads.
Something Delight.
Shanghai Delight.
Shanghai Delight. So only three. Only three.
Okay.
And then the Bill Walton story. Bill Walton's the ABCs of the NBA ampersand WNBA, from Anthony Hardaway to Zaza Pachulia, a book by Bill Walton in 450 pages and five acts. Let's also plug, you probably know about CBB World, but Bill Walton,
You did a couple episodes
Walt's
for us.
World is on there.
You travel around the world and tape it.
Yes, and biggrandewebsite.com to get comedy from the group Big Grande and Man Dog Pod, the improv and conversation podcast.
Fantastic. And Macy Hannigan, what do you want? I mean, obviously you're a mannequin who's just come to life. It's interesting. Macy Hannigan, that almost sounds like if you just did the M, mannequin.
Yeah, Macy Hannigan, the Macy's mannequin.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, branding. You've been here for only a couple hours. You're already branding yourself.
Exactly. If I could only live for 24 hours, I know what I'd do, and what I'm going to do, it's going to be listen to podcasts.
Mm.
So you can check out Hey Riddle Riddle, a comedy podcast, and Sitcom D&D, a comedy D&D podcast. Season 2 of that just ended, and season 3 coming out. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
It's not a limited series, though. It's not a limited series.
Yeah, it's unlimited.
Unlimited series. I'd go forever. Not me, though, but the people there. Check those out.
Okay.
Anywhere you find podcasts. Hey Riddle Riddle and Sitcom D&D.
Wonderful. I just want to plug the Comedy Bang Bang book coming out in April, and we're very excited about it. I signed thousands and thousands of them for all of you who ordered them, and they're all off to the printer now. And very excited. Go head over to cbbworld.com/book and you can still order it. The signed ones we've all done, but the unsigned ones are out there. We want to hit number one on the bestseller list, so we're really aiming to for that.
Yeah,
but you can also aim at something, can you not?
Yeah, you can. You can.
You can.
Yeah.
Get by that mic. What do you say? You're leaning back like the show's over. No, we still have to close up the old plug bag.
Of course.
Let's do that. And this is the one that Ben Schwartz came up with last week. Let's close up the old plug bag.
Doors are made for closing, so we take them up and shut them tight. And then doors are made for locking, so we take our key and make it right. We turn it to the right. Oh no, that unlocked it. It's time to open the plug bag. Open the plug.
Open the plug.
Talking. Open the plug bag. Everybody loves it. Take your key and turn it to the right and open up that plug bag. When you're feeling really down and the moon is right, you gotta
open.
Grab the key and turn it to the right. When you wanna make everybody free, you gotta look at yourself and set the plug bag free. You gotta
open up
the plug bag. Get your friends together and open it up. You gotta open up the plug bag. Get your friends together and open up the plug.
Open. Oh, boy. We did that last week, and I have erased it from my memory since then.
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a great year. Please remix that. I believe we're hosting the stems somewhere for all of you remixers. Please remix it so I don't have to listen to that all year. Guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, Allison, wonderful to meet you and wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please return if you are ever in Los Angeles. I know you fit this specifically into your schedule, and I appreciate that.
I had a blast. It's so exciting to be here.
Thank you. And Bill Walton, great to see you again.
Thank you. I suppose I'd rather jump into a pool.
Oh, no, we're not doing Would You Rather at this point. No, I'm sorry. No, the show's almost over. And Macy Hannigan, the Macy's Manigan. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, what's happening?
You're stiffening up.
It's happening.
Oh, no, you've only been out for 3 hours.
I love you. You're my best friend.
Oh, no. Well.
All right, well, I'll take her back on the plane.
You know what? I think we should just throw her in the trash, honestly.
Wasn't that the one thing in her last will?
Yeah, I notarized her will.
I know. We don't have any use for a Maddie here. Let me just...
That was a test!
Oh, no! She's back! Sorry. Okay, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye!
When something happens to your car, you might say... But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.